USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In the waning days of the Trump administration, sources said on Monday President Trump is likely to grant clemency to rapper Lil Wayne on Tuesday in a final series of pardons that is not expected to include lawyer Rudy Giuliani or ex-aide Steve Bannon. Trump is expected to issue more than 100 pardons. Vice President-elect Kamala Harris has formally submitted a letter of resignation for her U.S. Senate seat to Governor Gavin Newsom of California, ending her four-year term in the chamber. She said, "As I resign from the Senate, I am preparing to take the oath that will have me preside over it." End quote. Newsom has named Alex Padilla, California Secretary of State, to fill Harris's seat for the next 2 years. Japanese photography giant Canon has launched a new interactive website that gives you a chance to take pictures from space. Unveiled at CES 2021, redefinethelimits.us. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
An Ohio police officer was killed Monday. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
An Ohio police officer was shot and killed Monday during a SWAT standoff. 24-year-old Toledo police officer Brandon Stalker died after being shot by a suspect wanted for vandalizing the city's cathedral early Monday morning. The suspect was confronted by officers outside a central Toledo home. He then brandished a firearm and barricaded himself inside that home. After hours of negotiation, the SWAT team fired gas into the home. The suspect then came out firing two weapons. He was also shot and hospitalized, though his condition is unknown. Toledo Police Chief George Crawl says Stalker joined the force in July of 2018.
He was an amazing police officer. He has a fiance and they have a very young child.
Governor Mike DeWine has ordered flags at state buildings flown at half staff in honor of Officer Stalker. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Toledo, Ohio is on the western end of Lake Erie. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
First Lady Melania Trump gave a farewell message Monday, highlighting her role in American history. Here's some of that speech.
My fellow Americans, it has been the greatest honor of my life to serve as First Lady of the United States. I have been inspired by incredible Americans across our country who lift up our communities through their kindness and courage, goodness and grace. The past 4 years have been unforgettable. As Donald and I conclude our time in the White House, I think of all of the people I have taken home in my heart and their incredible stories of love, patriotism, and determination. I see the faces of brave young soldiers who have told me with their pride in their eyes how much they love serving this country. To every service member and to our incredible military families, you are heroes. And you will always be in my thoughts and prayers. I think of all of the members of law enforcement who greet us everywhere we go. At every hour of every day, they stand guard to keep our communities safe. To all the people of this country, you will be in my heart forever. Thank you. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
The full address is posted on her official Twitter page. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.